You better not be late picking up my sister. Drake North grinned at the hint of a threat in the text message from his best friend as he walked, okay, basically jogged, out of the short-term lot toward the Nashville Airport terminal. Late, of course. Got it under control, he typed as he entered the building. The plane landed 3 minutes ago, Ezra texted. Drake was fully aware of the time. He might have a rep for being fashionably late. He crammed a lot into every day by design, but he wasn't going to let Ezra down.
Yep,
Drake replied.
You can quit stalking the airline app now. It doesn't really ease your guilty conscience anyway, does it?
He couldn't resist the jab, even though he was more than a little familiar with Ezra's lifelong protectiveness toward his younger sister, Mackenzie. As Drake made his way toward the security cutoff, keeping an eye on the scattering of arriving passengers who passed him, his phone vibrated with a phone call. He laughed when he saw it was Ez.
Kinda busy here,
Drake answered facetiously.
Are you even to the airport yet?
His friend demanded from the other side of the globe.
Relax, I'm in the terminal watching for her. Her plane hasn't unloaded yet.
This part of the airport was relatively calm at the moment, probably because it was nearing 10 p.m. on a Wednesday. Ez released a breath over the line, as if finally relaxing.
Thanks for doing this. I'm sorry to drag you away from whatever you had going on. I'm sure there was a woman involved somehow. There was,
Drake said,
but not the way you think. Here's a question for you. Who's the North brother least likely to get hitched?
You? Ez said without hesitation, and Drake grinned because that was tough to argue with.
Besides me, try Cole. He proposed tonight. Pop the question on camera while Sierra was recording an episode of the remodeling show. The whole family was there watching. We went to celebrate afterward. I had to show my face for that.
I guess you did. Ezra's surprise was evident.
Wow. One of the Eternal Bachelor North brothers goes down. He's happy, like I've never seen him. Cole and happy are two words you don't often hear in the same sentence. Anyway, I dragged myself away just for you. For Mackenzie, Ez corrected. You do know she's a grown woman who's been on her own in LA for years,
Drake asked. He did the math in his head to figure she must be 25 now, 4 years younger than the two of them.
She could handle it on her own, no question, but it'd be nice if she didn't have to, and moving sucks no matter how old you are. That it does, but tonight'll be easy. It hardly counts as moving.
From what Drake understood, Mackenzie's move back to Nashville, where she'd grown up, was because of her job. She'd apparently sold her car, packed her bags, and had already signed a lease on an apartment here in town.
Still, I appreciate it, Ezra said, his tone going serious. Big brother fail on my part, and not the first one.
Not surprising, considering Ezra's demanding career, the very type Drake had always managed to avoid. As a consultant in technology, Ez often had to put the job first, drop everything, and jet to some other part of the world with little or no notice. His friend was still beating himself up because he'd promised Mackenzie he'd meet her in Nashville to help her settle in, and then his schedule had changed last minute, taking him from Europe to Australia instead of back to the States.
I've got you covered, bro. I'll get her to her apartment, make sure it looks okay. See that she has what she needs until her stuff shows up. I'll take care of her for you. You go back to doing your technology whisper thing.
It really was no big deal, just a couple of hours of Drake's time before he met some friends out at a bar later, and he'd do anything for his best friend. Ez had been there for him at some of the toughest times of his life.
Gotta go,
Drake said as passengers started appearing from the direction of Mackenzie's gate.
They're deplaning. I assume I'll recognize her. I emailed you a photo from the last time I visited her,
Ez said.
I must have missed it. Check your email. Dinner's on me next time I'm in town. Get yourself here soon. It's been a while.